Today is Wednesday, April 28th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Well, I was supposed to have cleaning today, but we had a flood this morning. No, the house didn't flood. There was a lot of rain this morning, and some of the roads around the house flooded. And the cleaning lady messaged and said she couldn't make it because there was all kinds of flooding on the road and some roads were closed. And it happens around here. We are a hilly area of the state, even mountainous, I would say. Well, the Ozark Mountains are to the east of me, but not very far away. And we have a lot of hills here. We're in the foothills of the, I don't know, I'm making crap up. We have a lot of hills and mountains and stuff in this area. And when it rains heavy, sometimes we get some flooding. So it is what it is. So she couldn't make it. And last night I cooked as per usual. And we went and walked, and we walked for about half an hour. And then we came back here to the homestead and I cooked. I made, you know, I had sous vide some chicken breasts, and I've been buying these chicken breasts that are already prepackaged, and each individual breast is in its own plastic container or its own plastic baggie. And I decided to do sous vide, and I put them in there, and when they were done, it was very liquidy inside, so I couldn't tell if the packaging that they did was not suitable for the sous vide or if they were just very moist chicken breasts. Because, you know, that could be the case as well. But I did them on Sunday or Monday, I can't remember, and then yesterday I decided I was going to reheat them in the sous vide, which is, that's perfectly allowable. Sous vide will not overcook stuff because it is set at a particular temperature. And it will never go above that temperature. You can't overcook something. You can. And so I cooked them, and I also put some raw chicken in, but I vacuum sealed. I took them out of their package and put them in a vacuum seal bag, and I vacuum sealed them. And then I made corn, and I thought it was pretty good, although Mark didn't say anything. And he was eating very slow, and he's a fast eater. So normally when he eats slow, I think that means he doesn't really like what he's eating. But I just made a chicken breast. After it was done in the sous vide, I took it out and sauteed it to get a little brownness on it. And then I did corn on the cob, and then I had some sugar snap peas, and I actually put them on a roasting, on a cookie sheet, like a sheet tray, and put them in the oven with a little bit of olive oil, salt, pepper, garlic powder, and then just roasted them, made roasted sugar snap peas. But then I decided, you know what would be good? To make a little sesame dressing to go on them. And then even sprinkle some sesame seeds on top of them. So I took a little bit of sesame oil, some honey, a little bit of vinegar, and that was pretty much it. I can't remember. I've looked online and found a couple of different recipes and merged them together. Maybe a little garlic, a little ginger. And I tasted of it. I thought it tasted good. It was a nice sweet and sour sesame sort of dressing. And I put that on the beans after they came out of the oven. And the remainder I drizzled that over the chicken as well to add a little bit more flavor to the chicken. I liked it, although the texture on the chicken was weird. I will say that. I don't know if it was the double sous viding, because sometimes when you sous vide something for too long, it never overcooks. But sometimes meat can get mushy after a while if you cook it too long. So I don't know. Anyway, I thought it was a pretty good meal. But Mark is not a huge fan of vegetables, and when he eats chicken, he prefers it to be fried with the skin on. So when I'm cooking these low-fat, low-carb, low-calorie meals, you know, it's hard to make things that he's going to like anyway. And then on top of that, you know, certain things that he doesn't like. Like, he's not a big vegetable person. But I don't understand, because some of the things that he eats in Filipino cuisine, I totally don't get why they think they taste good. Like, they don't taste good to me. So again, I'm coming back to dieting on top of cooking things that are more American in nature rather than what he's used to growing up. I don't know. I don't know that I'll ever get it down, because the day before I made a version of adobo, and that's a Filipino dish. So I'm trying to learn these things, but I'm also trying to do it at the same time that I'm trying to do Weight Watchers, and I don't know. Anyway, so we ate, and then we're just catching up on programs on TV. We watch so many doctor shows. I don't know why. We watch Grey's Anatomy. We watch New Amsterdam. We watch The Good Doctor. I'm doctor showed out. I'm sick of seeing people die and have horrible cancers and all this other stuff. It just reminds you of your own mortality. But anyway, we're trying to catch up with stuff. So we watched a bunch of episodes of New Amsterdam last night. And I didn't do anything. I was going to actually pull out my laptop and do some playing around on Blender again. Because, you know, I like I said, I'm back on that. But I didn't. I just watched TV. And then today I got up and got ready. And it was pouring down rain this morning. Luckily, Mark took Sydney out when he got up. And it wasn't raining quite as bad. So, but by the time I got out of the shower, it was pouring. And I got a lot accomplished this morning for work. I've been feeling really good about accomplishing certain things for work. I've been making myself lists of, okay, these are the things you need to get done today. And I'll focus on that one or two things, and then meetings, and that'll be it. You know, anything else that comes up, I'll put on my list for the next day. And I feel more accomplished when I do that. So I had a couple of things on my list for today. I did them. I put on a YouTube video in the background and did the things. And I didn't really have any meetings until after lunch. So in the morning, I was able to do quite a few tasks that I needed to get done. And so I did that. The cleaning lady texted and said that she was not going to be able to make it. So that didn't happen. I got a survey yesterday. So they're trying to decide when we're going to go back, when the orchestra is going to go back. And I wasn't sure what to say, because I do miss playing my trumpet. And I haven't practiced in so long. And I really have to have some reason to play because I don't like to practice. It's the reason I'm not a professional trumpet player right now, is because the only time I like to play is when I'm actually playing in something. And unfortunately, to be good enough to be a pro, you have to practice a lot. So I have mixed feelings about it, because I'm totally vaccinated now. So theoretically, I should be able to go and play and not have any problems. You can't wear a mask when you're playing, and I know the updated CDC requirements still said you should wear a mask indoors. But ultimately, if you're vaccinated, I feel like you're pretty safe. I mean, why get a vaccine if you're not safe to go back to doing normal things? But I wasn't sure, and they gave us a couple of options, like, do you want to come back immediately, or do you want to come back in late August? And I wasn't sure, and I felt pressured. And the orchestra director even texted me and said, hey, Adam, don't forget to fill out the survey. And I was still trying to decide what my answer was going to be. So finally, I just said, okay, I'm going to fill it out. And I just put, yes, I'm available immediately, because I felt pressured. I wasn't sure. I felt like the two options were not good, though, because it was either immediately or September. And I thought, you know, maybe a happy medium, maybe July, because, you know, why either now or September? That is so far from now. And I feel like another month or so and more people will be vaccinated and I would feel a little bit more comfortable. But that wasn't an option. So I don't know. Anyway, she emailed all of us and said, well, we're still collecting results. There were a lot of different varied answers. And so we're going to look at them and decide what we're going to do. So I have no idea what we're going to do. But we'll see. And then now I'm recording. I did hook up. I have they call them a Wacom tablet. I have a Wacom tablet that has a stylus with it that I bought a couple of years ago. And I never used it. And I've been watching these Blender tutorials and a lot of them use these tablets. And they say it's much easier to do the sculpting and modeling and stuff like that. So I have the stylus here and I was playing with the stylus during work and during a meeting, just twirling it around like you would a pen or whatever. And then I went to use it and I couldn't find it. I have looked all over the place. I went to different rooms. I don't know. Going downhill for sure. And yeah, Mark and I are going to walk. I don't know what I'm going to cook yet. It's always a disappointment. I always feel like I've let Mark and everyone else down. That's just the way I feel when I cook. And I'm a good cook. I thought. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.